The Eddy B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Zevachim has been dedicated by our good friend and student of the Shi'ur Daf Yomi, Binyamin HaKohen, Benny Cohen, that they call Benny C., that has dedicated this Masechet, and Be'ezrat Hashem he will have Hatzlacha V'harvacha, and being that he is a Kohen, Be'ezrat Hashem when Mashiach comes, he will serve in the Beit HaMikdash with the other Kohanim that will serve in the Zichut, that he dedicated this Masechet that specifically talks about the Avodah of the Kohanim in the Beit HaMikdash of the Korbanot. Today's stuff is being started. Nishmat Abraham ben Esther. Ruach Hashem tenichenu b'gan Eden. Amen. Rufa Hashem ha'am Miki ben Jemi. V'azraham Mordechai. Binyamin Mordechai ben Esther. We begin today's daf on Ayin Alpha Amud Bet. We are starting on the bottom with the words Dehejot. Two lines on the bottom, first word on the line. Dehejot. Okay, where are we? We said in our Mishnah that a behemah that's asura behana'a is not batil barov. Okay, which means hatata meta. Let's take Mishnah's case. Hataot ametot. Certain hataot, they are law is you can't bring them on the mizbeah. You cannot redeem them. The law is you have to leave them to die. You have to leave them to die. That's the name of hatat ameta. So we said, even if one hatat meta got mixed up with a thousand shilamim, all the shilamim now become asurot, and you have to let them all die, which is a big hadush. Even though there's no heter, which means, even though hatat meta, there's no legality for a hidyot. There's no pidyon and all that. So you might have thought to be lenient, say, listen, nobody's able to benefit. That's a suf for the mizbeach. That's a suf for hidyot. Maybe there's somewhere we can be lenient around it. We cannot. Even though everybody's going to lose out over here, it's a suf. There's no way you can redeem it. Still, we're going to say there's no redemption. So the Gemara asks, hidyot namet tanale. I mean, we know that hidush already. I don't need the hidush of hataot ametot to teach me that it's not batim. Well, I know that already. Where do I know it from? Oh, I know it from Masechet Avodah Zarah, which we learned. Ve'elu asurin ve'osrim b'chotshehen. The following items are asur. They're asur on themselves, and they're osir other things even in a kotshehu. One of the examples which we know already is Yayin Nesech. Good. Yayin that was poured for, let's say, Avodah Zarah. Ve'avodat kuchavim. Or something that is Avodah Zarah itself, or the Mishnah says over there, Shura Niskal. Now, those items, let's take Yayin Nesek, the easiest case. Yayin Nesek is Asur Bahana'a. It's Asur for Hidyot, nobody can benefit from it. And still, what does it say? That Yayin Nesek, a drop of Yayin Nesek, is Osir the whole Ta'ar of it. So what do you see? That's exactly the same paradigm as our Mishnah. One Chatata Meta will Osir the whole Ta'arovet. It's an item that's asur lehidyot. Both items are asur legamre, and the basic same rule is it's asur bechotshu. So why did I need a Mishnah to tell me one hatata meta that gets mixed up with 10,000 is not batel? Isn't that the law of Yayin Nesek that gets mixed up with
one drug gets mixed with 100 gallons?
Right, doesn't matter. It's also 100 gallons, and we know Yayin Nesek is asur lehidyot, just like hatata meta is asur lehidyot, and still we say that it's asur. So what's the redundancy? Gemara says sirich. No, you need it. You need both. Timehata mavamina lehidyot. Ava legavoa. Ema lo nafsedinu lechulhu. Okay. If I just would have had the case of Avodah Zarah, I would have thought that that's only talking about where cholin things got mixed up. Which means, what happened? Yayin Nesek got mixed up with regular wine. Oh, so when Yayin Nesek gets up with regular wine, okay, so it's idiot stuff. So don't say bitul. Aval legavoa. But over here it got mixed up with korbanot. Now you're going to lose all these korbanot on the mizbeach. So I would have thought, ema lo nafsedinu lekulu. I might have said, hey, don't.
Hold on.
It's the mizbeach losing out now. Now you're going to take 10,000 shilamim and just let them die. So I would have thought to say, maybe make a bitul of some sort, and then you can start, instead of letting them all die, maybe make a bitul of some sort and therefore allow it to go on the Mizbeach somehow. So therefore I have to tell me that even when the Mizbeach is going to lose out, we still do not say
usually we give the benefit to the Mizbeach.
When wine gets mixed up in some guy's barrel, throw out the barrel, big deal. Who's losing? It's a personal loss. But I would have said maybe in a case where one hatata meta gets mixed up in 10,000 shlamim, and you're telling all of them have to die. I'll have to die. Hey, the Mizbeach's taking a big hit over here.
Right.
Taking a big loss. Kamash, but even so, we're not going to use the laws of bitul of some sort
to come and help out the Mizbeach.
I would have said, let them graze. Let's say bitul. Once you say bitul, now the hatat is amongst them. Oh, but there's a hatat still over there. So now I'll let them graze. I'm not that I'm allowed to put a hatat tamet on the Mizbeach.
Yeah, but give it time.
But let them graze. Let them make a redemption.
Not a Torah loss.
Now, that's not a Torah loss. I can bring some on the Mizbeach. Oh. So comes again what Rambam says. The imehacha. And if you only told me the case of the hatat tamet, our case is imachim. Ava min animini kadashim demi'is. אבל חולין דלא מאיס אמא איסורי הנאה לבטלה ברובה. I would have said the other way now. My korbanot, it's ma'us to put a non-korban item on the Mizbeach. So, if I have a hatat meta, a hatat that doesn't belong on the Mizbeach, I'm supposed to die, I'm going to say that's very serious. Even if I'm mixed up in 10,000, it's ma'us to put something on the Mizbeach that doesn't belong. That's why no bitul. But in a regular guy's barrel, when one drop of Yayin Nesek falls in, what do you say, bitul? There's no mi'us over there. Kamashmar, even by a hidyot, we don't have that sevara of ma'us where it's disgusting, still we're going to say no bitul. Let's go the other way.
Right.
I could argue and tell you, listen, I understand by the Mizbeach, you want to be strict. Because the Mizbeach is God's table. So you don't want to put something on God's table that's not ra'ui. Okay, so then we're going to be strict, no bitul, no nothing. But maybe by a hedyot we could say it. Kamashulan, even by a hedyot, we're not going to say bitul. Good, so ground comes the Gemara and says, we have the summary over here, let's just read this summary over here, which will give us a review of what we learned on today and on yesterday's daf so far. Ima behemot amutarot shebetarabot zevachin hen. Okay, if let's say, the animals like I'm mixed up on Sivachim. Okay, Korbanot, Shilamim, let's say. Yes, Sivara gam lakel yoter ve gam lachmir yoter. Mishtatenu melamedet she Sivachim kesherim ena mevatlim behema asura. That's right. A Shilamim will not mevatel a behema asura. A hatata meta. Apa pish shemahmat chumra zu yashid ekdesh. Like you said, even though we're being strict away to Mizbeach, loses out. In the mea korbanot kulam, they're losing all the value of the korbanot. Mishnah ba'avodah zarah melamed shechoni kesherim ena mevatlim behema asura shenitarba bahem. The Mishnah in avodah zarah teaches us that if you have, let's say, chulin kesherim, let's say, like we said, regular wine, ena mevatlim behema asura shenitarba bahem, it's not going to mevatel a korban that got mixed up. Well, let's say you have a behema v'avodah zara, and you have cholin. Let's take that case. You can take the wine case, which is the same parallel. The guy, the avodah zara, I have an animal of avodah zara. I got mixed up with cholin, so we say there's no bitul. Ava pishen atarat aisud avar maus. A mishnah betmura oseket behema asura mizbeach melvad ben asura b'hanaa. So we had three different cases. We have a mishnah in temura, we have a mishnah in zevachim, and we have a mishnah in avodah zara. So our Mishnah talked about a case of Chatat HaMeta. That's the Korban, it's Asur for everybody, for the Mizbeach, for the Ejot, for all that. Then we had a case in Temura that talked about a Korban, it's Asur for the Mizbeach, that's Mutar for Ejot. And then we had another case that got mixed up with Korbanot. And then we had a case in Avodah Zarah of an animal that's Asur that got mixed up with Chulin. Not animals with Kekdesh and Ekdesh, an animal with Cholin. And the Gemara gave an explanation why each one of these cases was necessary in order to teach us. Number one, to teach us the amount. That was Temura. That even Kulchu, even one is going to be also the whole Ta'arovet. And Zevachim was needed to come and tell me that even when one is osir the whole ta'arovet, there's some ways you can fix it. For example, when it's a nirba and a roveya and itnan and those type of cases, you can fix it by letting it blemish and bring the rent. You can't do that by hatata meta. There's no pijon by hatata meta, but the other cases you can. And the hadushin avodah zara is that even by chulin things, that when you have an item that's asur behana'a, that cannot be benefited not by a mizbeah, not by a hidyot, even though it got mixed up in chulin and there's no
holiness
or there's no nothing, still we're going to say it's going to be asur because you. Okay? Right, he says that in the chart over here, zivahim, isur hana'a. That's the case of Hatata Meta. I got mixed up with Zivachim. Good. Timura is Pesulim Mizbeyah. Coming with Zivachim. I mean, that's the Surah that got mixed up with Chodin. Very good, like we learned. Comes the Gemara and says, V'nibtilu Beruba. Oh, now the Gemara says, let it be Batil Baruf. Why isn't it Batil Baruf? Which means, you tell me a Hadush over here. You have one animal, one Hatata Meta. Gets mixed up in 10,000. So I accept the rule of the Mishnah. You tell me, it's all asura, they all gotta be put to death, you can't put them on the Mizbeah. But why not? What's the Sivara now? Why can't I use the regular law of Rov in the Torah? It says, Aharena bim latot. If one piece of meat gets mixed up in two, one taref in two kosher. What do I say? You can eat all three.
Right.
So why is this different over here? I have a hatata meta. You're right. On its own, it can't go on the mizbeah. You're right. It has to be put to death. Let it die. But I got mixed up in 10,000 korbanot. Is it rov? Yeah. Why don't you say rov? So Yomara says an answer now. V'chitem ha-hashive ve'lo batle. Oh. It's davar hashuv. Give me a new logic now. Something that's davar hashuv, that's a hashuv item, stands out on its own, and you don't say bitul on a hashuv item.
Well, where are they coming from? Where are they coming?
They're coming, that means hashuv.
Coming from
a hashuv. That's where they're coming from. From the din of hashuv. Where's the din of hashuv? Ani gal eman damar kol shedar kol imanot shaninu. We're going to see this mishnah from Masechet Orna. Over there it says that anything that is nimneh, that people count. When you count something at the time of selling it, that means it's hashuv. You don't just sell it, you know, in estimation. Any item that you count one at a time, so that's already considered a hashuv. Now, according to one text, which this is the text that we're seeing now, kol shedarko means that any item that is sold in by quantity, you sell it by number, so that's hashuv, it's not batel. Now, by saying kol shedarko means that not always, there are some people that sell it in general.
There's a different way to sell it.
But according to this rabbi, as long as there's some people that sell it in a quantity, so that was davar hashuv. Animals fall into that category. If we're to carry a kol shedarko, not everybody sells it by number. Some people just sell the whole herd. The whole herd, they sell it as is. They look at it, this is the herd I'm selling you. Others sell animals, no. One animal at a time. They count them.
By head.
So therefore, according to this version that says, any item that even if some people, or the majority of the people, sell it by the head, is considered hashuv, I understand why the animals are not patel. Because animals are considered kol shedarko. Most people sell it by the head, that makes it hashuv, and it was not patel. However, el alamanda amar et shedarko limanot shaninu. Et shedarko means it's got to be sold by quantity always. No exceptions.
Yeah.
So according to that, animals are not always sold by the head. Sometimes they're sold by the herd. So we're back to the question again. According to that opinion, this is not considered a davar hashuv. So therefore, why don't you say bitul? Now the Gemara is going to go to the source. Mi shayulo habile tiltan. A person has a bundle of tiltan. How does he explain tiltan? Fenugreek. Okay. So he has a bundle of it. The only problem is it's fenugreek that's asud. It's kedeh kerem. It's coming from a mixture that was planted next to a next to kelayim. So therefore, the law is it's asud ba'na'ah. This fenugreek is asud ba'na'ah, and it has to be burnt. That's the law of kelayim. No, you planted it next to wheat, or you planted it next to grapes, or whatever it is, too close to each other, it's asud. It got mixed up. So it says yedalku. Mazi yedalku, burn them. You have a bundle of fenugreek that's kedeh kerem, burn it. Nit'arebu be'achirim. Now let's say it got mixed up with another bundle. Ve'achirim be'achirim. And the mixture got mixed up with another mixture. So therefore now your fenugreek of kelayim is mixed up. Kulan yidalku. All of them gotta be burnt. Why? No bitul. Because since fenugreek, the Gemara is going to consider tiltan or davar hashuv, so there's no bitul divrei Rabbi Meir. So it got mixed up, and then the Tarava got mixed up. So you have a lot of reasons to be mekir. For sure, you have rov heter. Doesn't matter. The Chachamim omrim yalu be'ahadu matayim. Chachamim say no. There's bitul. The bitul on kedah kerem is 200 heter against one isur. Normally we say batel b'shishim, 60-1. When it comes to kedah kerem, it's 200-1. So Achayim say there is bitul.
There's a way to get it.
There is a way to get out of it. So long as you have 200-1, you're okay. So machlok erim tina b'mir hachemim. What's the logic? So Gemara says shayar b'mir omer kol shedarko limanot mekadesh. Anything that people sometimes sell by quantity is mekadesh, meaning has the ability to be osir, and therefore. This item over here, the tiltan, the fenugreek, some people sell it by quantity. Therefore, it's considered davar hashuv. And therefore, davar hashuv is not batel. So it has to be meir shita. Kol shedarko. Kol shedarko means as long as it's the derech by most of the people, even though not by all the people, it's considered hashuv. Lachamim omrim, eno mekadesh. It's not osir. Mekadesh ovi means osir. It's not osir, ela shisha devarim bilvad. Oh. Achamim say there's only 6 items in the world that are called davar hashuv. They're very strict on the davar hashuv, limited. The Rabbi Akiva says shiv'ah. Rabbi Akiva says there's only 7 items that are considered davar hashuv. Ve'elu hen, egozeh perech, a certain type of egoz, a certain type of nut, rimune badan, certain type of pomegranate from badan, habiyot setumot, sealed barrels of wine, helfe teradim, certain types of beets, v'kilhei keruv, that's like a certain cabbage, heads of cabbage, dala'at yivanit, certain gourd from Greek, Rabbi Akiva mosif af kikarot shel ba'al habayit, even homemade bread, loaves of the homemade bread that are hashuv. Hara'ui, now, all these items, the 7 items or the 6 items that we just listed, hara'ui le'orla, the items on the list that are subject to the laws of Orla, meaning fruit, for example, the nuts, and the rimonim, and the barrels of wine, they could be subject to Orla, the first 3 years will be asud. If they get mixed up with other Orla, Orla, they'll never be batel. All the mixture becomes Orla. The items on that list that are items that are planted, for example, the would be, let's say, the beets, and the cabbage and the gourd, those items are subject to kilakirim. No matter how much they get mixed up in, they're going to be asu. So we have a fantastic mahlokeh between the Bimi'ir and the Achamim. The Bimi'ir comes along and says, when this tiltan gets mixed up, there's no bitul because it's considered davar hashuv. Why? Because most people sell it by quantity. Even though some people just sell it by the packs or whatever, by the bunch, by the bunch, whatever it is. But Sheikh and Hakamim say no. There's only 6 items that everybody in the world sells one at a time because they're hashuv. Nothing else.
And that fenugreek is not one of those.
Fenugreek is not one of them. Therefore, you can be vatel the kelei kerem 201. Continue. Beit Man Alam. We learned on this. Rabbi Yochanan Amar. Et shedarko limanot shaninu. Which means, we learned in the yeshiva, Rabbi Yochanan came along and said, and according to Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir, he holds et shedarko limanot shaninu. Which means, only an item that everybody sells
by the count.
ורבי שמעון בן לקיש אומר כל שדרכות למנות שנינו. הכהן רבי שמעון בן לקיש, he learns that Rabbi Meir's logic is no, that any item that people are makpid to sell it according to quantity, even though there's some people that are not makpid, which means it's a mahlok in what Rabbi Meir holds. Clearly Rabbi Meir is the one that said what? There's no bitul on this tiltan. So one rabbi says Rabbi Meir holds Etchidarko means it's got to be an item that everybody and some say Rabbi Meir's shita is kol shidarko. It's a mahloket in Rabbi Meir itself. What does he hold? Is it Etchidarko or is it kol shidarko?
How we understand it now?
How we understand it now? Now the Gemara says Hani halidish lakish, which means according to this. Now we go back to our animals. Now we go back to the animal situation. According to the animal situation, why don't you say bitul? Yes, you have one animal in 10,000. Why don't you say bitul? So Gemara says, "Hari al rishlakish." According to rishlakish, that says, "Koshen dar koshaninu," that any item that doesn't have to be sold exclusively by quantity, so long as the majority of people sell it by quantity, is hashuv. Good. So animals, the majority of people sell it by quantity. So therefore, it's considered davar hashuv. So therefore, it's not batel. However, ela l'Rabbi Yohanan. But according to Rabbi Yohanan, that says it's only items that are exclusively sold. Etched darko, that only an item that's exclusively sold by quantity. So animals are not exclusively sold by quantity. So therefore, ma'ika, why don't you say bitul? By the animals, we're back to that question. Maybe the question of Gemara is, principle number one, animals are not sold exclusively by quantity. Good. So therefore, according to one shita, that does not make it davar hashuv. So if it's not davar hashuv, there should be bitul. So Rav says, Amar Papa, hi Tana, our Tana says, Tana, that says that behemot anam batel, Tana delitra kitziotu. Oh, our Tana is the Tana that subscribes to the Mishnah that talks about kitziot, dried figs. What is this dried figs situation? Da'amar. Continue. We have a statement. What does it say? Kol davar sheyesh bo minyan. Oh, any item that sometimes is sold b'minyan, by quantity, meaning they sell it individually, even though the majority of the people don't, is a new shita. This is the reverse. Only a minority sell it by quantity, and the majority of the people don't. For example, these dried figs, which we're going to see now, that majority just sell it by the bunch. They don't sell it by, what do? They smash them up, and they sell like impressed cakes of figs and things like that. But sometimes they sell them individually. Afilu b'drabanan, even on something that would only be asum b'drabanan. For example, taking tiruma on dried figs is only b'drabanan. Lo batil, still there's no bitul. The kotziket b'deoraita, certainly on things of a deoraita level. So now we have a third shita bitul there now. We have extremes now. One shita says to be considered davar hashuv, it's got to be an amet exclusively is sold by minyan. Another shita says majority is sold. And now this shita is going to say even if the majority doesn't sell by minyan, but minority does, and even if the isud is an isud and a banan only in the mixture, still we're going to say no bitul. Where do you see that? You see that over here in the Braita, the Tanya.
The most strictest case.
There's the most strictest opinion. And that's what the Gemara is going to go into now. The Braita to teach me Litra Ketzion. But before we go to there, because we could stop over here, because we can continue this in the next stop, but we just want to say that from the Torah, you only have to give Terumot and Masrot on Dagan, Tirosh, V'Yitzhar. On wheat, on wine, and on oil.
Right.
Those are the three of the Torah. However, other types of perot, for example, figs would be drabanan. That's why the Mishnah says that dried figs would be isur drabanan. Okay, so then we'll stop over here. We're going to have to find out in the next daf who's the author of our Mishnah. Why does he say there's no bitul by an animal? If you tell me you hold like the Shita that says kol shedarko, then it doesn't have to exclusively be sold as long as the majority sell it by quantity. Oh, then I understand Mishnah. But according to the Shita that says it's got to be exclusively sold b'minyan, animals are not. So therefore, why are you telling me the animal is not batel? So, oh, we have another Shita. The rabbi of Litzra Kitziot, he's the one of our Mishnah.
He's
very strict, and therefore we have to find out in the next daf, what is this Litzra Kitziot? Amen, amen.